Ukrainian conflict grows deadlier. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia is striking a building in Dnipro, killing at least 30 people and injuring more. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Kyiv.
Russia unleashed attacks on regions all across the country, many of these attacks striking energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, further east, the fighting continues in the town of Bakhmut. Ukrainian forces say that they're firing Soviet-era Grad rockets toward Russian troops. Even though we have been hearing about these types of attacks for the last year, it is never, ever dawned or lost on people who live here. It is always just as traumatic.
40 people are still missing from the Dnipro attack. New York City Mayor Eric Adams visited the southern border this weekend. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
He was meeting last night with El Paso's Mayor Oscar Leeser, talking about the migrants that have been bused from city to city. Adams saying more than 36,000 migrants have been bused to New York since spring, costing some $2 billion price tag. We've also seen some social media that suggests that Mayor Adams did indeed meet migrants and engaged with them, which is something that President Biden didn't do just about a week ago.
Adams says all the new migrants in his city has created a dire emergency, and he wants the state to help. Federal Aviation Administration officials are investigating a near collision at New York's JFK Airport. The incident happened Friday night when a plane was beginning its takeoff and another crossed the runway.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
The departing Delta Airlines flight then managed to stop. The NTSB is also investigating. Officials say federal agents got into a shootout early today off Puerto Rico's northeast coast after authorities chased a suspicious boat. Two of the six suspects were killed. Officials say drugs were found in the boat and in the water. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Health officials say there's a new, stronger strain of coronavirus spreading across the country. Fox's Lauren Blanchard has details.
This one may be one of the toughest to prevent. XBB 1.5, as it's called, now accounts for more than 40% of all COVID cases in the U.S. In New York, it's more than 70%. In a tweet from the NYC Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, they wrote, XBB 1.5 is the most transmissible form of COVID-19 that we know of to date and may be more likely to infect people who have been vaccinated or already had COVID-19. Last week's CDC totals showed there were more than 400,000 COVID cases reported, with about 36,000 people hospitalized. With the new variant, the White House has continued to push people to get updated booster shots, but just 16% of those eligible have received them.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is appealing to China to release more info about its coronavirus surge that's killed 60,000 people since it began in December. Federal aid is on the way to California. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
Just a short time ago, President Biden declared the Golden State a major disaster that clears the way for people and businesses there to receive federal money as they try to recover from a series of deadly Pacific storms. Wind, rain, and snow have been battering the West Coast since last month, triggering floods and mudslides.
There have been at least 19 weather-related deaths. A deadly bombing at a church in Africa. Fox's Samantha Liebman.
Six people confirmed dead after a bombing at a church in the Congo. According to the country's army, dozens more injured in the attack at a Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province town of Kasindi. The bombing, a suspected attack by Islamic extremists. Kasindi is on the border with Uganda. It's been hit by several attacks from allied democratic forces believed to be linked to an Islamic State group. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.